When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi guys, hello everyone, how you doing? Welcome back to the newbies and people who have dropped in, my subscribers, and welcome back. Today we're we got another topic, one of many, and every day I'm trying to put a new topic together, and just whatever comes up. So today I was talking to a friend, and something come up, and I said, "Oh, this would be pretty good for a podcast." And the title is "Live It Up," because the uncertainty is round the corner. Celebrate now. A lot of us don't celebrate now at all. And it's also embrace uncertainty and thrive through anxiety. You know, and I guess when we say embrace uncertainty and thrive through anxiety, a lot of us seem to be stuck on the uncertainty of life, and we get stuck in it, and just as a reminder, we should all be celebrating even in the duality of life. So we're trying to move on and talk about this uncertainty thing and embracing uncertainty and thriving through anxiety. So in today's fast-paced world, right, uncertainty has become such a constant companion to us. What does that mean? We're so used to it, changing world, and it's consistently one day we've got a war on, the next day there's some sort of plague on, and we're consistently changing, we're always evolving, life is, and it's always changing, it's impermanent, and Buddhist philosophy is, what do we do, how do we handle the impermanence, living in change, and that's the challenge, to live in change, to live in the uncertainty, to live in the unknown. So yeah, it has become a constant companion to us. It's very unpredictable. Nature of life is very unpredictable, and yet does lead into anxiety and stress in life. So if we're okay with this, with this kind of thing, we should be able to become resilient to it, but not live in it too much. Because I know I did a similar subject, a similar topic about the uncertainty and how I felt like, well, you know, I'm not sure about this anymore. And I got caught into that. I forgot all my optimism and the resilience that I already created over time. Okay, so and rather than allowing these emotions to overwhelm us, it's possible to embrace the uncertainty. I love that, and thrive through anxiety just by embracing it, by adopting a positive mindset and implementing effective strategies. So what are your strategies for coping? You know, we can navigate through some of these uncertain times with resilience and confidence, and we need those two things. Some things that we can do is, look, we can acknowledge it and accept it. The first step is to embrace uncertainty, is to acknowledge its presence in our lives. Know it. Then we can become responsible for it. We can have some control over it, and somehow we can communicate with it. We can connect with it, and then we can have a better reality with it. So it's up to us. It's a choice. Instead of resisting it or fighting it or denying it, we can accept it. Accept uncertainty is a natural part of human experience, right? So by accepting the reality of uncertainty, the duality of life, we can shift our focus towards finding opportunities within it, as I mentioned. So another thing we do is we can try to cultivate resilience. And that was my last topic about resilience. You can build resilience to crucial, it's crucial to thriving through our anxieties. Resilience allows us to adapt and bounce back from challenges, for challenging situations, circumstances, events, and everything. We've done that before. We've come through that before. There's no reason why we can't come out through that. We don't have to be stuck to that. So resilience is important in challenging situations. Now, developing resilience can involve nurturing the growth mindset. Now, what is a growth mindset? We can walk into that. We need to have an adaptation of the growth mindset, you know, and some things that we can, maybe that's a maybe that'll be a good topic for the next one, a growth mindset comparison to the pessimistic mindset. And then practicing self-care also, and cultivating support systems, and, you know, being here, being there on network systems, and whoever is your network. And by investing in a mental and emotional well-being, in our well-being, we can better cope with uncertainty and navigate through it with confidence. So there we go. And the other things that we can do is practice mindfulness. Okay, mindfulness is a powerful tool for those that are not used to mindfulness or meditation. Powerful tool for managing anxiety and embracing uncertainty. The whole idea, the word is embracing uncertainty, the unknown. Practicing mindfulness, we can ground ourselves in the present moment and detach from worries about the future. Mindfulness is a technique such as deep breath, like somatic breath. There's many forms of breath, but it's, you know, yep. And then on meditation we can journal to help us dwell with a sense of calmness. Yep. And also clarity amongst the uncertainty. So we need to get clarity amongst the uncertainty. You need to be clear before it takes us to another journey. If you look deep, if you really look deep, you can actually find in chaos, we can find clarity, we can find order. It's just the way it is. But we have to stop and pause. Again, we have to stop and pause, all right? Not get carried away with the energy of it, and find our center, find our ground, find our inner self, and not be too dragged out to the external. More, it's all internal job. So yeah, finding our calmness, and through that we can get our clarity amongst the uncertainty. Now we can also do set realistic goals is it gives us a sense of direction and purpose during uncertain times. By breaking down larger goals, which can be overwhelming, they become, you know, goals in smaller goals, they can become manageable tasks. It's hard to swallow the elephant in one chunk. We've got to break it down to eat it. So we can maintain a sense of progress and accomplishment. You can feel that. You can feel the achievement. You can feel your self-esteem grow there. And setting realistic expectations for ourselves allow us to focus on what is within our control, rather than being overwhelmed by what is uncertain and out of our control. Yeah, here's another thing. Good point about this one is that we can be overwhelmed by not being able to, or thinking that we can't control anything and we don't know, I'm scared of the future. Oh, look, I have to say this, but no one gets out alive. I'm sorry, but no one gets alive out of this life. But we have to stay here and you know, live the best life we can and celebrate even in the duality of the uncertainty. And that's it there. So having knowing that, right? What's the point of being in the overwhelmed, right? What is the point of being overwhelmed in the uncertainty? And that's where we get the anxiety, and that's where we, you know, go up to the drugstores and say, hey, can I have that? One pill for this, one pill for that. You can have a pill for everything these days. Yeah. Yeah, no one gets out alive, right? So that's for certain. Seek opportunities for growth. What does that mean, seek opportunities for growth? Uncertainty often kind of presents opportunities, right, for personal and professional growth. By embracing the chaos or the uncertainty, embracing the changes and stepping out of our comfort zone again, We can discover new skills, perspectives in life and experiences rather than view uncertainty as the threat. We can reframe it as an invitation to explore and learn. I love that. We can reframe it as an invitation to explore and learn. But once we lose that control, we're not learning anything, unfortunately. We're not learning, we're not exploring. And come to think of it, we're meant to be explorers. You're here. Everyone is here to explore and to experience. Everyone's here to explore and experience. I like saying that again. Because it's important to understand that. This is like, our life is like in an invitation. Everything is an invitation. Now we can be afraid of it, fear it, whatever, or we can actually take it on board and let's explore where it goes. Let's see where it goes. And, you know, take what happens there rather than holding back. Next thing we can look at is build a supportive network system. In these kind of uncertain times, I know anxiety provides us uncertain times. And just by networking, having this wonderful support system, surrounding ourselves, no one is alone. No one has to do this alone. It gives you this positive edge, takes you up another vibrational level, energy vibration, positive level, you know, into the love level, love energy level, and positive like-minded individuals can actually provide encouragement to each other and guidance, and that's the whole idea, just to find some buddies and network and accountability buddies in this journey, right? And at the moment, we've got computers and we got Facebook, we got all this type of media, and we can all have a bit of a say and we can feel connected and we can have our little engine, you know, and just to get us through it, you know, you see that other people are doing the same thing. They're also traveling in the uncertainty in this journey and all the experiences they're getting. So yeah, we can all help each other, alleviate anxiety and provide valuable insight. That's what I'm here for, just to help everyone, even just by putting out this information and being part of it, just sharing, you know, sharing information, helping people through some coaching, you know. I feel I'm doing my part. I'm very fulfilled by doing this sort of stuff. So I'm happy to help anyone that needs a helping hand here to be able to manage their uncertainty in this life and, you know, have a much more peaceful life and thrive through anxiety. So when we look at embracing uncertainty again and thriving through anxiety, it's a journey. It requires self-reflection. It requires understanding resilience and adopting a positive mindset and acknowledging the presence of the uncertainty, not neglecting, not pushing, not fighting it, not attaching it, putting so much attention on the uncertainty. That just makes it worse. And then practicing mindfulness or meditation, and then setting some wonderful goals, seeking growth opportunities for this rather than negative, you know, and building a supportive network system, as I mentioned earlier. I'm here to help. Everyone supports everyone. That's the thing about life. I never get through these uncertain times and with grace and confidence. And really important to remember here, uncertainty is not a barrier, but an opportunity for personal growth and success. A really important point. So let us all celebrate the journey, live in the present moment, and embrace the uncertainty that lives will bring us. And moving along now, let's move on to a couple of other points here, just briefly. So we don't want to resist change. We want to choose to embrace the change. We want to focus on what we can control. We'll be able to do that. We can look at practicing self-compassion. Always a wonderful thing at a time we are feeling down. Let's just, you know, show some love to ourselves and others around us. And that'll get us out of the anger or any kind of bad vibrations. Easy, just by self-compassion, you know, showing compassion others to yourself. And then we can move on to learning from the past experiences. This is also reflecting on the past experiences can provide valuable insights and lessons in navigating uncertainty. Sometimes we just need to take some time out, identify how we successfully overcome challenges in the past, give yourself a pat on the shoulder, and apply this wonderful idea that, you know, in about uncertainty, how it was uncertain before and how you overcome it, and just reflect on that, and that'll help build some confidence in whatever feels uncertainty, and so we can handle the uncertainty. It's just a nice reminder, and also build that resilience by doing that. Yep, so embrace the journey, you know. You need to embrace the journey of the uncertainty. It can be unsettling for all of us, and it can also be an opportunity to grow. As we grow, we just have to surrender to it, otherwise we get caught up into it. And that's not a good journey if we are not surrendering, not embracing it, not looking at the opportunities of self-discovery. Yeah, embrace our journey and view uncertainty as a chance to learn, evolve, and explore new possibilities. Yeah, embrace uncertainty. Yeah, will allow us to step out of our comfort zones and discover strengths and capabilities we never knew we had. So, yeah. So, finishing up a little bit, what are some strategies to embracing change and navigating uncertainty? So, some of these are these challenges that we need to navigate uncertainty and embrace changes. Can be challenging, but there are several strategies that we can help. So one strategy is to adopt the growth mindset, which is believing that change and uncertainty bring opportunities for growth and learning instead of fearing the unknown. As I mentioned earlier, it's good to repeat that. I view it as a chance to develop new skills, explore different perspectives, and discover your hidden strengths. That's it there. Discover our hidden strengths by doing that. We can stay flexible and adapt, be more open to new ideas, be open-hearted here with an open heart. We can be open to more new ideas, perspectives. Recognize that flexibility and adaptability are like essential parts. Don't be too rigid. This is another thing. Rigid mindsets can kind of be a closed mindset, not adaptable. All right, so I'm probably talking to a lot of people are kind of rigid mindset, and it's my way or the highway attitude, and for them it might not work out. So it's no way we can actually navigate the uncertainty well enough if we're too rigid. So embrace the mindset of going with the flow and be willing to adjust, our plans to, or approach, different approaches needed. So that's interesting. Take small steps. Break down the larger goals or little steps and change into smaller, manageable steps. And we all say that in anxiety. All coaches say this. Take little steps. Don't look at the whole elephant. Break it down. Take one piece at a time. It's easy to consume. It becomes overwhelming otherwise. By taking smaller increments, I love the word incremented actions, increments, you can make progress. We can make progress while minimizing minimizing the actual overwhelm of the idea of the uncertainty. Celebrate each small achievement along the way, as it will boost our confidence and motivation. Another one is we can focus on what we can control. When faced with an uncertainty, it's important to focus the aspects of situations that you have control over, right? And we can direct our energy towards actions and decisions that are within our power, rather than getting caught up in things beyond our control. Okay, seek some support, collaborate, surround yourself with beautiful, positive people, like mindful meditation courses and clubs, or go to sessions or near your place. Find that area where you can find calmness, guidance, encouragement, sounding boards for ideas. Sometimes we just need to sound our thing off, okay? We need to sound so we can learn. Sometimes we need to bounce ideas. We can find solution, navigate through that uncertainty more effectively, more smoothly. We can also practice self-care, self-care during times of uncertainty. Activities like relaxation, well-being, stress reduction, exercise, meditation, spending some time in nature, engaging in some hobbies that you love, and take care of your physical and mental health. Now, physical, mental is very important, to get out of it, strengthen against the uncertainty, to get clearer with more focused minds. We mentioned the positive mindset, very important. All right, we've got to adopt to that. Once again, learn from our past experience and reflect on previous situation because you've overcome this before. Just always be the seeker of knowledge, information. Educate ourselves about specific areas of uncertainty. Do a mindset course or something that gives you the wow. Or change, they can, change you are facing. So, yeah, seek out relevant information, resources, expert advice. It's good to tap into this program here because this is good advice. That's all we have on this one. But I've got next thing I want to do with this is how much time I've got left is to go into a little meditation. And I've got like the 10-minute meditation. Yep. So let's just take a moment to find your comfortable, quiet position. And just kind of sit still or lay down and find your pause space, the space, just feeling what you're laying against and allowing yourself to fully relax. Just relax. Take a moment to settle into a comfortable position. Coming down from extreme energy today. You might have been running around, doing things, getting some chores done. It's now your time. It's time to, gently close your eyes. I invite you to gently close your eyes. If that feels comfortable for you, just gently close your eyes. Now let's begin our mindfulness meditation, embracing uncertainty. Embracing uncertainty. Now take a deep breath. Take a deep breath in. Feeling the air through your lungs. And slowly exhale. Releasing any tensions or worries. Any tensions and worries you may have or be holding on to. Let go of the need for certainty all the time or to control everything all the time and embrace the present moment. Just dropping into your pause and just breathe in and just as you breathe in, gently, natural breath. As you breathe out, just smooth and relax all the tension in your body. Just relax. And as you continue to breathe in and out gently, bring your attention now to the sensation of your body, dropping into your body. Once again, notice any areas of tension or discomfort, and sometimes maybe wiggle that space or be in that space or breathe in that space. And allow this tension, allow them to soften and just release with each breath, gentle breath, in through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. And embracing now the uncertainty. The uncertainty is like opening a door to new possibilities. Imagine yourself standing at the threshold of this door, ready to step in the unknown. And take a moment to acknowledge any fears or anxieties that may arise. And just remind yourself that you have the strength and resilience to navigate through the uncertainty. Just remind yourself you have the strength and the resilience to navigate through this uncertainty. And just as a seed requires darkness and uncertainty before it can sprout and grow, so do you You need that too. You need the uncertainty to discover your own potential. Just embrace the unknown with curiosity and a sense of adventure, knowing that it holds wonderful opportunity for growth and transformation for you. Without the need for certainty, you can free yourself from the constraints of expectations and limitations. Allow yourself to be open to whatever unfolds, trusting that the path will reveal itself in just due time. As thoughts or worries about the future arise, gently acknowledge them without judgment and just let them pass by. Returning your focus to the present moment now, and remind yourself that you are here and that is where your power lies, in the now, just here, in the pause. Notice the breath flowing out of your body, grounding you in the present moment. And feel the sensation of each breath that you take. As a rise and fall of your chest, an extension of your stomach with inhale, and the contraction and expansion, contraction of your belly. Just feel that. So embrace the uncertainty by bringing your attention to your breath, using it as an anchor to keep you grounded. With each inhale, invite the sense of calm and openness. With each exhale, release any tension or resistance that you might be holding on to. And you can say the mantra, "When my mind is at peace, my body is relaxed. When my mind is at peace, my body is relaxed." And as you say this mantra, you can feel the tension just melting away. Like the ebbs and the flows of tides, life is constantly changing and evolving. Embrace this natural rhythm and surrender to the uncertainty, surrender to the uncertainty, surrender to the uncertainty, knowing that change is an integral part of your journey and accepting that. And embracing the uncertainty requires trust in yourself, in the process of life. Cultivate a deep sense of self-trust, knowing that you have the wisdom and the resilience to navigate throughout any challenges that may arise. And now allow yourself to be fully present in this moment, without attachment to the past or worries about the future. Embrace just the beauty of the present moment, finding gratitude for the most simple things in joy and experience that around you and surround you. Just as tree sways in the wind, learn to adapt and flow with the change that comes your way. Embrace the uncertainty as an opportunity for personal growth, learning, and self-discovery. Embracing uncertainty is an act of surrendering to the flow of life. We can release the need for control and allow ourselves to be carried by the current, trusting that you'll be guided to where you need to be, where you need to go. Notice any resistance, discomfort that arises when faced with uncertainty. Give that a moment now. And instead of pushing away, pulling away, embrace it with compassion, curiosity and explore the underlying fears or beliefs that may be causing resistance, and gently let them go. Feel into the non-resistance, the power of non-resistance. Like the vastness of the sky, uncertainty holds the infinite possibilities. Embrace spaciousness and expansiveness of the unknown, allowing it to inspire and ignite your creativity and imagination. Embracing uncertainty is an invitation to let go of our expectations and attachments. Release the need for things to be certain, and instead embrace the beauty of what is unfolding each moment in front of you. With each breath you take, it is a reminder that you are alive, connected to the ever-changing world around you. Embrace the uncertainty as an opportunity to deepen your connection with yourself and others. And just as a butterfly emerges from the cocoon, embrace uncertainty as a transformative process. Trust that through the unknown, you will discover the new strengths, insights, aspects of yourself that were waiting to be revealed. Like the waves crashing against the shore, uncertainty can be both powerful and unpredictable. With each embrace its energy and let it propel you forward, knowing that you have the resilience to navigate through this, any challenges that you may be in your way or it might come your way. Embrace the uncertainty requires courage, vulnerability, openness, allowing yourself to be fully present in the emotions that arise and let them pass through you. Don't hold back or suppress them. Whether it's fear, excitement, anticipation, embrace these emotions as part of the human experience. And just as the sun rises each morning, embrace uncertainty as a new beginning. Each day is an opportunity to start afresh, start anew. Begin to explore and create this life you desire. And now, we're coming out of the meditation, coming back to your present moment. I invite you to gently open your eyes and look around. Just gently stretch your arms out. And then slowly coming, two palms coming together, slowly feeling the energy around you. The certain energy that you can't see. As you open your hands slowly, like creating a ball, and extending your hands slowly, and increasing the size of the ball, you can feel the chi energy, extension, contraction slowly. You can feel as you move your hands a little, gentle, very gentle movements, you can feel the energy. And it's certain, but you can't see it, but you can feel it. So with all that said, wishing you a beautiful, relaxed day. And tackle that uncertainty and thrive from anxiety. This is Nick here, Nick Chancer from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Until the next episode, namaste and blessings.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Professionals spend nearly half the workweek on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through your work with relevant, real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.